Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Mosaic Life Podcast. We're not coming at you this week with a full conversation or interview, so I wanted to do a quick little talk. This is a talk I've been meaning to do for a while, and I've tacked a little bit more onto it. but I did want to let you know there will be some changes coming down the pike, as it were, to the podcast, which is really exciting. You know, things change and evolve, and that gives us opportunity to grow. So stay tuned over the next few weeks for some more information on that, and hopefully be excited about it, because there are some really cool opportunities and roads ahead. Yesterday, Ernie and I got together for a little bit to talk about the podcast, and Ernie himself, I don't think he's mentioned it, or I don't know if we've mentioned it, but he recently found a new job, which is really exciting, and I get the impression that he's really happy in it. And we got into talking about the choice of paths that we take, and how at times we can look back and wonder if we made the correct turn or the correct decision. Ernie recalled to me a point when he was new at his previous position, when he was training, just getting used to everything that was going on, and remembering there was a moment in time when he just felt complete overwhelm. And he mentioned to me that he remembers looking off into the distance and thinking, I can't do this. This is not for me. And he had to, in that moment, make a choice. He can either run or he can stay and stick it out and work hard to gain the knowledge he needs to be successful. And that made me think of a moment when I was deciding whether or not to go off on my own to start my own business. I'd had a web design background, but that was in high school. And from college to my first several jobs, I let that lapse. So probably a good 10 years went by without so much as, you know, really strengthening my design muscles. And so as I got back into it, as I sat down and decided, okay, let's figure out what the design standards are, let's figure out what it's going to take to go into business for myself, I was learning the WordPress platform and trying to figure out how I could leverage that. And I remember at one point I had installed the theme, I was starting to customize everything. I remember one point, the simplest hangup, The hang-up was I couldn't figure out how to change the homepage. I couldn't figure out how to go from the blog format to the static page format. It's a simplest switch. I mean, it's a couple of clicks. But I just remember in that very moment feeling a complete sense of overwhelm and anxiety and thinking, I can't do this. I cannot go out on my own if I can't figure out how to change the homepage for a website. And there was a good several minutes when I decided that I'm just gonna stick with the job I have now. There's security there. There's an opportunity for me to maintain my insurance, my guaranteed income. And I can't tell you how happy I am. And I am assuming, I know how happy Ernie was for making the decision to stick it out, to put your nose down and figure out how he or I are going to get through this very minor inconvenience, hardly a problem. But I also know that there are times in all of our lives when we are faced with a decision to either take the easy road, the one that we recognize, but it's not going to lead to the fulfillment that we want, or we can take the hard road. And I've remained steadfast in my message on this podcast. do the work. Do the work now so you can reap the benefits in the future. Because if you don't, then what you have right now is what you're going to have a year from now, 2 years from now. And there may be good moments, but it's not what you want. It's not what you deserve. And so as I'm talking, and as I know many of you are thinking about a time when you gave up on something because it got too challenging, I want you to remember, if you push through, you are going to be so far ahead of everybody else. And I do want to give one book recommendation on this topic. It's called The Dip by Seth Godin. It's like a 75-page book. It's super short, so I highly recommend it. It talks about this exact thing. You know, if we talk about, in my instance, getting into web design, you've got all these people who can hop onto Wix, hop onto, you know, basic WordPress sites and design away and, you know, make a great little website for a company. But as you get into the development and advanced design stage of it, that bell curve, that upward trend goes, it dips, it goes straight down. It gets into a point where, okay, this is too hard for most people. Let me, you know, just stick with what I know. But as you push through that dip and you come back out on the other side, you find that success that you're looking for. If you can push through that dip, you can reach, you can accomplish the goals you've set out for yourself. One other point I've been wanting to mention, and I'll try to tie everything together neatly at the end here, is I really feel like this is a message that young people need to hear. And as I'm on the almost eve, I guess 2 weeks or so, of turning 35, I certainly wouldn't consider myself young anymore. But when I speak of young, I speak of people who have graduated high school or going into college. And the message that I want to convey is, don't take what you have for granted, what you have right now. Don't take it for granted, especially this year. I have to imagine a lot of us have, at the very least, come into contact with somebody who has suffered or is suffering from COVID. So, you know, more than ever, do not take your relationships for granted. A good buddy of mine, some of you may know, his name is Brandon. He and I hosted the Hashtag Questions podcast for 99 episodes. He reached out to me a few months ago and said, "Hey, Dre, I'm moving to Silicon Valley." I'm like, first of all, screw you. That's a dream of mine, so I'm coming with you. But when he let the air out of that balloon, reality sunk in, and I realized that, you know, my best friend is moving across the country, and that's hard. At this stage in my life, I'm extremely happy for him and his family. He's got a newborn baby, and it's going to be exciting for them being on the West Coast. But, you know, you spend a lot of time, especially after college, man. If you have not gotten to that point in your life, if you're still in college, take advantage of making good friends. Because when you get out into the real world, the quote-unquote real world, and you move away from your school, you come to find how difficult it is to make quality friends. And so when you have those, hang on to them and cherish the friendship. Because at some point, it's going to change. It could be better, could be for worse. It could just be a simple move, but it also could be something a lot more dire. And so if you're listening to this and you're thinking of that one person who you don't know what you would do if they left, you know, text them, call them, just show your appreciation. I don't know if this is me being more aware of it, or if it's a new change in our society's vernacular, but I have been told a lot recently, or people have said to me, "I appreciate you." Those words verbatim, and that hasn't always been the case. Maybe it's because I'm on a different path now, or maybe, again, it's just because it's a new part of our society's lingo, or maybe it's a combination of both. But it really means a lot to me when somebody says that. because it provides motivation that I need to continue doing things to show my appreciation and my support and help other people accomplish their goals. And so if you have that best friend, if you have somebody that you're riding that wave with or starting that podcast or just hanging out with, even on the weekends, take time to show your appreciation for them, because you might not always have that opportunity. I would highly encourage that. So, I want all of you to know, as things continue to change and grow, I appreciate you. As a podcaster, I know how difficult it is for me to make time to listen to podcasts. And so the very fact that you're choosing to take 10 or 15 minutes today to listen to this, that's huge. So thank you. And I hope you will continue growing with the Mosaic Life podcast. Take care, do better, and be well.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.